We're coming off a great rookie season. Now he's a seasoned veteran. Let's welcome in Eagles place kicker Alex Henry to our set here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Year two, what a difference a year makes, man. A year ago, you were just walking into camp fresh.
Yeah, it's definitely a big difference from coming in last year, especially with the lockout. It was kind of rush. Didn't know what to expect. And this year it's a little different. Kind of know how things work and the schedule, so it's kind of nice.
So what is your schedule when you're not on the field? We want to know what kickers do.
There's a lot of downtime, actually, when we're not watching film on ourselves or what goes on at practice. So it's just kind of...
So what do you do?
We take a bunch of naps and
watch
some of the Olympics.
Right.
Watched a bunch of that. So
every other guy we've had in here is like, well, there's really no downtime. I'm in the playbook. Your game is so mental, isn't it? The job of being a place kicker. And I mean, you make one mistake and you're the GOAT, brother.
Yeah, that's just the life of the kicker. You're either loved or you're hated. And that's just the way it is, no matter who you are or what you do. So it's kind of how it is.
What are your goals, objectives, priorities in this training camp?
Just to get consistent with it. I'm not really changing anything, just getting my stroke where I want it, hitting field goals and kickoffs like I want to. So once the season gets here, I'll be ready to go and be at my best. So.
I mean, you only missed, what, 4 field goals last year?
Three
field goals. Yep. Right, that's right. Three. So what do you not like about your stroke? That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, I mean,
an NFL record for rookies.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of little things technique-wise, just kind of how the ball flight is. It's a lot like your golf swing. I mean, it's just you can correct little things here or there, the way the ball is flying, rotating, everything. So,
Alex, do you have an idol who's a place kicker? Is there a guy who's just done it so long and so well that you look at him and you're like, wow, I want to be that guy?
Nate Kading's probably the guy I watch the closest. I do a camp with him, Midwest Kicking Camp, in the summer in Iowa City and Omaha. And so he's kind of the guy I grew up watching, and our technique's kind of the same. We're kind of same build. So he's probably the guy I look up to most. And right now he's the most accurate NFL current kickers in the league, I think. So
what kind of advice does he give you?
I mean, like last year, just coming in, he kind of showed me what I was going to expect going to different things, and just to do what I do, and everything will take care of itself, really. So
how do you block out the crowd, or do you block out the crowd? I mean, I'd love to know what your mindset is during the course of the game, because you don't, you know, David Akers used to kick 10,000 balls into the net. You're not that kind of guy.
Yeah, I know. As John, I'm pretty the total opposite of David. If I'm out there hitting a ball like I want to hit a ball, I'm not going to overkick myself so I get tired or anything like that. If I'm hitting like I want to hit it, I'll be happy with the number I get, and just kind of be done with it, ready for the game.
Have you ever known, Alex, a really emotional kicker in your life?
Yeah, there's...
Are they? Because you're so...
There's guys all over the board, yeah. And I mean, I think that's kind of is the biggest factor of who stays and who goes. I mean, it's how you handle the situations.